Sutra. Moreover, Manjushri, there may be beings who delight in perversity and engage in legal disputes, bringing trouble to others as well as themselves, in their actions, speech, and thoughts. They create ever-increasing amounts of evil karma. Never willing to benefit and forgive others, they scheme to harm one another instead. They pray to the spirits of the mountain forests, trees, and graves. They kill living beings in order to make sacrifices of blood and flesh to the yakshas and rakshasa ghosts. They write down the names of their enemies and make images of them, and then they hex those names and images with evil mantras. They summon paralysis ghosts, cast hexes, or command corpse-raising ghosts to kill or injure their enemies. However, if the victims hear the name of Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata, then all those evil things will lose their power to do harm. The evil doers will become kind to one another. They will attain benefit, peace, and happiness, and no longer cherish thoughts of malice, afflictions, or enmity. Everyone will rejoice and feel content with what they have. Instead of encroaching upon each other, they will seek to benefit one another. Commentary. This passage shows how the proper overcomes the deviant, and how the true destroys the false. Shakyamuni Buddha says, "Moreover, Manjushri, let me explain for you in greater detail. There may be beings who delight in perversity. Such beings deny the truth, confounding right and wrong. They stir up trouble for no reason and use false principles to bully the powerless and engage in legal disputes. They file suits and take people to court. Although the court is supposed to uphold justice, they use their illogical arguments to convince the court to rule their defendant innocent. That's how they invert right and wrong and cover up the truth. If they lose their case, they appeal to a higher court. They're determined to fight, and they won't give up until they die. Bringing trouble to others as well as themselves. Not allowing themselves or others a moment of peace. In their actions, speech, and thoughts, they create ever-increasing amounts of evil karma. Their bodies kill, steal, and engage in sexual misconduct. Greed, anger, and delusion fill their minds. Their mouths utter harsh speech, lies, frivolous speech, and duplicity. As they commit these 10 evil deeds with increasing frequency, their offenses become more and more serious. Never willing to benefit and forgive others, they scheme to harm one another instead. Involved in endless, vengeful feuds, they are unable to forgive and forget past wrongs, and unwilling to benefit others under any circumstances. In their schemes of harming others, they even resort to the aid of ghosts and spirits. They pray to the spirits of the mountain forests, trees, and graves. They bow to mountain spirits, earth deities, animal spirits, and just about everything else, even dung and urine spirits. Since they are themselves filthy, they bow to filthy spirits. They pray to spirits and to the lonely souls and desolate ghosts in the graves, saying, "If you protect me and kill my enemy, I'll sacrifice a chicken to you. I'll catch a mouse for you. They even bow to the spirits of toads and mice. The ghosts and spirits tempted by the offer of food are persuaded to use their spiritual, ghostly, or demonic powers to cause the victim such terrible pain that he so dies. Ghosts and spirits occupy large trees that are several hundreds of years old. It is not that the trees themselves are spirits, as many people think. People pray to tree spirits, saying things like, "Help me win at the horse races and I'll build you a temple." The spirit may help them win, but their winning is actually a mistake in cause and effect. They kill living beings. People not only pray to spirits, they bribe them with fish, meat, and liquor. The spirits greedily drink the liquor, and once they are drunk, they cause a lot of trouble. With ghosts and spirits being so greedy for bribes, it is no wonder that there are corrupt officials in the world. People slaughter animals in order to make sacrifices of blood and flesh to the Yakshas and Rakshasa ghosts. Yakshas have many names. They are known as flying ghosts, speedy ghosts, life-demanding ghosts, and money-guarding ghosts. Rakshasas are powerful ghosts that eat people. They write down the names of their enemies and make images of them. Their enemy refers to someone who has crossed them. They write down his name and the date and time of his birth, and they make an image of him. And then they hex those names and images with evil mantras. They recite deadly mantras and curse the victim, saying, "Die sooner! Die tomorrow! Don't wait till the day after!" Mantras are true words that bring a response when recited with sincerity. Once the evil ghosts and spirits accept your offering and drink the liquor, they go about manifesting their powers and causing mischief. So don't think you're so great just because you've had some responses with the esoteric practices. You haven't opened the heavenly eye, and so you don't know what's really going on. They're just a bunch of filthy ghosts and spirits that drink liquor, eat meat, and act in unruly ways. They summon paralysis ghosts, Kumbanda ghosts. This type of ghost sits on sleeping people so that they cannot move or make any sound. The more nervous the victim becomes, the more the paralysis sets in. Kumbanda ghosts are called barrel-shaped ghosts and winter melon ghosts because they resemble large winter squash and earthenware jugs or barrels. These powerful ghosts may paralyze people until they die. Some people cast hexes. This refers to a practice called sticking someone with goo poison. If you are poisoned, you will be controlled by the person who placed it. If you don't listen to him, he can activate the poison and cause you unbearable pain. Or command corpse-raising ghosts. This kind of black magic really exists. In the provinces of Yunnan and Guangxi in China, people use mantras to summon corpse-raising ghosts. As soon as they recite the mantra, the corpse can stand up and walk, but only at night. The mantra doesn't work during the day because the ghost is afraid of light. To kill or injure their enemies. They command the corpse-raising ghost to kill the victim or to bring him under their control. They may cause the victim's stomach to be filled with worms, to the point that no doctor can cure them. Or they may cause stones to grow in the victim's eyes so that they cannot see clearly. These are bizarre illnesses. However, if the victim's of such secret plots. Hear the name of Medicine Master Vidurya Light Tathagata. Then all those evil things will lose their power to do harm. The paralysis ghosts, hexes, complicated legal disputes, harmful plots, and prayers to the ghosts and spirits of mountain forests, trees, graves, and so forth, will all be rendered useless. If these beings get to hear the name of Medicine Master Buddha, they will enjoy good fortune and be safe from disaster. The evildoers will become kind to one another. The people who cast hexes or cursed people with mantras will develop a sense of compassion. They will attain benefit, peace, and happiness, and no longer cherish thoughts of malice, afflictions, or enmity. Those evil ghosts, spirits, demons, and followers of deviant cults will no longer be afflicted, nor will they be suspicious or resentful of others. Everyone will rejoice and feel content with what they have. The evil beings will reform and become joyful, and will not employ any more hexes, paralysis ghosts, or other demonic dharmas to harm people. They will be satisfied with what they have, and will no longer be greedy or malicious. Instead of encroaching upon and harming each other, they will seek to benefit one another. They will forgive each other, help each other out, and get along harmoniously. Sutra. Moreover, Manjushri, there may be those among the fourfold assembly of bhikshus, bhikshunis, upasakas and upasikas, as well as other good men and women of pure faith, who accept and uphold the 8 precepts either for 1 year or for 3 months, practicing and studying them. With these good roots, they may vow to be born in the western land of ultimate bliss, where the Buddha of limitless life dwells, to hear the proper Dharma. But their resolves may not be firm. However, if they hear the name of the world-honored one, Medicine Master Vidurya Light Tathagata, then, as the end of their lives draw near, before them will appear 8 great bodhisattvas, whose names are Manjushri Bodhisattva, the Bodhisattva who observes the sounds of the world, Great Strength Bodhisattva, Inexhaustible Intention Bodhisattva, Jeweled Udambara Flower Bodhisattva, Medicine King Bodhisattva, Medicine Superior Bodhisattva, and Maitreya Bodhisattva. Those 8 great bodhisattvas will appear in space to show them the way, and they will naturally be born by transformation in that land, amid precious flowers of a myriad colors. Commentary. The Buddha calls out again, "Moreover, Manjushri, there may be those among the fourfold assembly of Buddhist disciples, namely, bhikshus, fully ordained monks, bhikshunis, fully ordained nuns, upasakas, Buddhist laymen, and upasikas, Buddhist lay women, as well as other good men and women of pure faith who accept and uphold the 8 precepts, either for 1 year or for 3 months, practicing and studying them. The 3 months are the first, fifth and ninth lunar months, also known as the months of purity. It is said that during these 3 months, the four heavenly kings come to inspect Jambudvipa. The merit and virtue of maintaining the rules of purity and fostering blessings during these 3 months is greater than that in ordinary times. If these good men and women are able to receive, uphold, and study these 8 pure precepts, then, with these good roots, they may vow to be born in the Western land of ultimate bliss, where the Buddha of limitless life dwells to hear the proper Dharma. With the merit from upholding the 8 precepts, they may vow to be born in the Western land of Amitabha Buddha, where they can hear the proper Dharma. But their resolves may not be firm. They may not have completely decided whether or not they really want to go. However, if they hear the name of the world-honored one, Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata, then, as the end of their lives draw near, before them will appear 8 great bodhisattvas to guide them, whose names are Manjushri Bodhisattva, the bodhisattva who observes the sounds of the world, Great Strength Bodhisattva, Inexhaustible Intention Bodhisattva, Jeweled Udambara Flower Bodhisattva, Medicine King Bodhisattva, Medicine Superior Bodhisattva, and Maitreya Bodhisattva. Those 8 great bodhisattvas, by means of their spiritual powers, will appear in space before these people at the time of their deaths, to show them the way, leading them to rebirth in the Eastern Pure Land, and they will naturally be born by transformation in that land, amid precious flowers of a myriad colors. That pure land has a profusion of colorful flowers, green-colored of green light, yellow-colored of yellow light, red-colored of red light, and white-colored of white light. The 8 great bodhisattvas will guide cultivators to the Eastern Vaidurya land, where they will be born purely and by transformation, without having to pass through a mother's womb. Sutra. Or they may be born in the heavens due to this cause. Although reborn in the heavens, their original good roots will not be exhausted, and so they will not fall into the evil destinies again. When their lives in the heavens end, they will be born among people again. They may be wheel-turning kings, reigning over the 4 continents with awesome virtue and ease, bringing uncountable hundreds of thousands of living beings to abide in the practices of the 10 good deeds. Or they may be born as kshatriyas, Brahmins, laymen, or sons of honorable families. They will be wealthy, with storehouses filled to overflowing. Handsome in appearance, they will be surrounded by great retinues of relatives. They will be intelligent and wise, courageous and valiant, like great and awesome knights. If a woman hears the name of the world-honored one, Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata, and sincerely cherishes it, In the future, she will never again be born as a female. Commentary. Or they may be born in the heavens due to this cause. By virtue of Medicine Master Buddha's vows, cultivators who vow to be reborn in the Pure Land can do so, and those who have not made vows to go to a Pure Land can still enjoy the blessings of births in the heavens. Although reborn in the heavens, their original good roots will not be exhausted, and so they will not fall into the evil destinies again. Ordinarily, those born in the heavens enjoy blessings with outflows. And when their blessings end, they fall into the lower realms again. When beings are born in the heavens through hearing the name of Medicine Master Buddha, however, their original good roots will not end, and they will not fall into the paths of the hells, hungry ghosts, and animals. When their lives in the heavens end, when their heavenly blessings run out, they will be born among people again. They may be wheel-turning kings, reigning over the four continents. There are four kinds of wheel-turning sage kings. 1. Gold wheel-turning kings reign over the four continents, Purva Vaideha in the east, Jambudvipa in the south, Aparagaudaniya in the west, and Uttarakura in the north. 2. Silver wheel-turning kings rule the three continents in the south, west, and east. 3. Copper wheel-turning kings rule the two continents in the south and west. 4. Iron wheel-turning kings, the lowest kind, rule over one continent in the south. As wheel-turning sage kings, they are endowed with awesome virtue and ease, bringing uncountable hundreds of thousands of living beings to abide in the practices of the 10 good deeds. They influence countless beings to practice the 10 good deeds. The three deeds involving the karma of the body are 1. Not killing, which means not taking the life of any creature. 2. Not stealing, which means not taking what has not been given to one. 3. Not engaging in sexual misconduct, which means not having improper sexual relations with any man or woman. The four deeds involving the karma of the mouth are 4. Not lying, which means always speaking truthfully. 5. Not speaking harshly, which means not berating or speaking rudely to others. 6. Not speaking duplicitously, which means not speaking of others' faults or sowing seeds of dissension. 7. Not speaking frivolously, which means avoiding obscenities, off-color jokes, and idle chatter. The three deeds involving the karma of the mind are 8. Not being greedy. 9. Not being hateful. 10. Not being deluded. The opposites of these 10 good deeds are the 10 evil deeds. Cultivators may become wheel-turning sage kings, or they may be born as kshatriyas, brahmins, laymen, or sons of honorable families. They may be born into royal families, into families of brahmins, those who cultivate purity, into families of Orthodox Buddhists, or into old and respectable families whose members are well-educated. They will be wealthy with storehouses of gold, silver, and valuables, filled to overflowing. They enjoy all the material comforts, such as an inexhaustible supply of food and provisions, and clothes of the finest quality. Handsome in appearance, they will be surrounded by great retinues of relatives. Everyone is delighted to see them. All their relatives get along well and help each other. They will be intelligent and wise. They are learned in many subjects and understand many principles. They have great wisdom and are talented in both mental and physical disciplines. They are courageous and valiant, like great and awesome knights. They are strong and heroic. Up to this point, the passage has been talking about being born in the human realm, not only with a healthy and perfect body, but as a man. If a woman hears the name of the world-honored one, Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata, and sincerely cherishes it, in the future she will obtain an inconceivable response and never again be born as a female. In life after life, she will not have to undergo the sufferings of being female. That is, in effect, to turn from being female into being male. Sutra. Moreover, Manjushri, when Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata attained Bodhi, by the power of his past vows, he contemplated all the sentient beings who were undergoing various kinds of sicknesses and sufferings. Some suffered from diseases such as emaciation, atrophy, severe thirst, or yellow fever. Others were harmed by paralysis ghosts or by poisonous hexes. Some died naturally when young, while others experienced untimely deaths. He wished to dispel all their sicknesses and sufferings and to fulfill their wishes. Commentary. Moreover, Manjushri, when Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata attained Bodhi, by the power of his past vows, he contemplated all the sentient beings who were undergoing various kinds of sicknesses and sufferings. In past lives, Medicine Master Buddha made great vows to become a great king of physicians, so that he would be able to cure living beings 84,000 sicknesses, which represent an infinite number of sicknesses. Imbalance of the four elements, earth, water, fire, and air, in our bodies, possessions by ghosts or spirits, and karma from past lives are some of the reasons that we become ill. Some suffered from diseases such as emaciation, atrophy, severe thirst, or yellow fever. Emaciation causes a person to waste away until he is mere skin and bones. Atrophy refers to a kind of disease that cripples a person so that he cannot straighten his hands or feet. Day by day, his limbs wither and shrink. There is also a disease of thirst called ganxiao, in which the person feels parched. People with yellow fever have a jaundiced appearance. These and other diseases, such as typhoid fever and plagues, are caused by an imbalance of the four elements. Others were harmed by paralysis ghosts or by poisonous hexes. Paralysis ghosts attack people in their sleep, pressing down on them so that they cannot move or make a sound. Sicknesses caused by poisonous hexes occur in areas where witchcraft is prevalent. In China's Yunnan province and in some parts of Southeast Asia, there are people who raise poisonous insects, such as centipedes, spiders, and scorpions, and place them into vessels, which are then sealed with incantations. The insects devour each other until only one is left. The last remaining insect contains all the poison of the others and is the king of poison. Then spells and incantations are used to direct that insect, by then a monstrosity, to attack victims and cause them to become sick or die. Some died naturally when young, due to their heavy karma from past lives, while others experienced untimely deaths. Dying in various accidents such as plane crashes, train derailments, shipwrecks, car collisions, floods, fires, earthquakes, and hurricanes. Most people are totally unprepared to lose their lives under such circumstances. Medicine Master Buddha was extremely clear about such causes and effects, and he wished to dispel all their sicknesses and sufferings, and to fulfill their wishes. Sutra. At that time, the world-honored one entered a samadhi called Extinguishing the Suffering and Distress of All Beings. After he entered this samadhi, a great light came forth from his flesh cowl. From amid that light, he proclaimed this magnificent Dharani. Namo Boche Fadi Bishasha Julu Bilioli Bolapo Halasha Ye Dato Jedo Ye Allahadi San Miao San Puto Ye Dodger To Nan Bishasher Bishasher Bishashe Samojedi Soha. After he had spoken that mantra from amid the light, the earth trembled and emitted great light. All beings' sicknesses and sufferings were cast off, and they felt peaceful and happy. Commentary. At that time, the world-honored one, Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata, entered a samadhi called Extinguishing the Suffering and Distress of All Beings. After he entered this samadhi, a great light came forth from his flesh cowl. Samadhi is Sanskrit and means proper concentration and proper reception. From the invisible appearance on the crown of Medicine Master Buddha's head, from his flesh cowl, he emitted a boundless light. From amid that light, he proclaimed this magnificent Dharani. Wishing to save and protect all living beings and to relieve them of sicknesses and sufferings, he spoke the mantra. If you recite this very short mantra faithfully and single-mindedly, you will find that it has infinitely many wonderful functions. A doctor can use this mantra to enable his patients to have a speedy recovery. With the mantra's help, he can become an extremely good doctor. Everyone, whether you are a doctor or not, should recite this mantra. If you recite it on behalf of sick people, they will soon get well. The mantra consists of transliterated sounds, which cannot be explained. You are not supposed to understand what the mantra means. It is wonderful precisely because it is not understood. Since you can't think about what it means, you'll be able to recite single-mindedly and obtain a response. The mantra goes, Namo Boche Fa Di Bisha She Julu Bilioli Bolapo Halasha Ye Dato Jedo Ye Alaha Di San Miao San Puto Ye Dajur To Nan Bisha Shur Bisha Shur Bisha She San Mo Jedi Soha. If you recite this mantra constantly, there will be an inconceivable response. After he had spoken that mantra from amid the light, the earth trembled and emitted great light. After Medicine Master Buddha had spoken the true words for anointing the crown, the earth shook in six ways: quaking, roaring, striking, moving, surging, and rising. All beings' sicknesses and sufferings were cast off, and they felt peaceful and happy. Sutra Manjushri. If you see a man or a woman who is ill, you should single-mindedly and frequently clean and bathe him and rinse his mouth. Provide him with food, medicine, or water that is free of insects, over any of which the Dharani has been recited 108 times. After the sick person has taken it, all his sicknesses and sufferings will be gone. If this person has a wish, he should recite this mantra with utmost sincerity. Then he will obtain whatever he wished for, and his life will be prolonged and free from illness. At the end of his life, he will be reborn in that Buddha's land. He will become irreversible and will ultimately attain Bodhi. Therefore, Manjushri, if there are men and women who, with utmost sincerity, diligently worship and make offerings to Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata, they should always recite this mantra and never forget it. Commentary. Manjushri, if you see a man or a woman who is ill, you should single-mindedly and frequently clean and bathe him or her, and rinse his or her mouth. Then the person's body will be clean and his mind will have pure thoughts. Provide him or her with food, medicine, or water that is free of insects, over any of which the Dharani has been recited 108 times. Take the sick person's food, medicine, or water that has no insects in it, and recite the true words for anointing the crown over it 108 times. Then give it to the sick person. After the sick person has taken it, all his sicknesses and sufferings will be gone. If this person has a wish, he should recite this mantra 108 times with utmost sincerity. Then he will obtain whatever he wished for, and his life will be prolonged and free from illness. Even if he is supposed to die, he will not die. That's how wonderful it is. And at the end of his life, he will be reborn in that Buddha's land. When it is really time for his life to end, he will be reborn into Medicine Master Buddha's pure land. He will become irreversible and will ultimately attain Bodhi. He will advance steadily, never retreating, until he accomplishes the unsurpassed proper and equal, right enlightenment. Therefore, Manjushri, if there are men and women who, with utmost sincerity, diligently worship and make offerings to Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata, if they are single-minded and very attentive and respectful in doing this, they should always recite this mantra and never forget it. They should constantly recite the true words for anointing the crown and never let them slip from their memories. Sutra. Moreover, Manjushri, men or women of pure faith who have heard all the names of Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata, one of proper and equal enlightenment, should recite and uphold them. In the early morning, after brushing their teeth and bathing, they should make offerings of fragrant flowers, incense, perfumed balms, and various kinds of music before images of that Buddha. They should personally write out the sutra or ask others to do so, and they should single-mindedly and constantly recite it. If they listen to explanations of its meaning from a Dharma master, they should make offerings to him of all necessities so that he is without the slightest want. In this way, they will receive the mindful protection of the Buddhas. All of their wishes will be fulfilled, and they will ultimately attain Bodhi. Commentary. Moreover, Manjushri, men or women of pure faith who have heard all the names of Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata, one of proper and equal enlightenment, should recite and uphold them. The 10 titles of Medicine Master Buddha are Tathagata, one worthy of offerings, one of proper and universal knowledge, one whose understanding and practice are complete, well-gone one who understands the world, Supreme Lord, regulating hero, teacher of gods and humans, Buddha, and world-honored one. After hearing all these names, they should be able to recite them constantly. In the early morning, when they get up, after brushing their teeth, by chewing on a willow twig, a custom in the Buddha's time, rinsing their mouths, and bathing, so that they are clean and pure, they should make offerings of fragrant flowers, incense, perfumed balms, and various kinds of music before images of that Buddha. In order to worship Medicine Master Buddha, or the Sutra of the Merit and Virtue of the Past Vows of Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata, they should personally write out this sutra or ask others to do so, and they should single-mindedly and constantly recite it. They may also single-mindedly recite Medicine Master Buddha's name. If they listen to explanations of its meaning from a Dharma master, they should make offerings to him of all necessities so that he is without the slightest want. If there is a Dharma master who explains, writes out, receives and upholds, or recites the sutra, the lay people should reverently provide him with the four kinds of offerings: food, pure vegetarian meals, clothing, bedding, and medicines. They should make sure the Dharma master does not lack these basic necessities. In this way, they will receive the mindful protection of the Buddhas. If one supports a Dharma master who writes out, receives, upholds, or recites the Medicine Master Sutra, the Buddhas of the Ten Directions will mindfully protect one. All of their wishes will be fulfilled, and they will ultimately attain Bodhi. Disciples of the Buddha should treat the study of the Dharma as more important than anything, more important than their studies at school, more important than their jobs and careers. One of my disciples told of how she became a vegetarian and started coming to sutra lectures after the Three Steps One Bow monks came and lectured on the sutras. This is very rare. Simply by cherishing the sutra lectures, you are being a good disciple of the Buddha. We should be very sincere in listening to the lectures. Sutra. At that time, the pure youth, Manjushri, said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, I vow that in the Dharma image age, using various expedient means, I shall enable good men and women of pure faith to hear the name of the world-honored one, Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata. Even during their sleep, I will awaken them with this Buddha's name." Commentary. At that time, the pure youth Manjushri, the Dharma Prince, said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, who is honored both in and beyond the world, I vow that in the Dharma image age of the future, using various expedient means, I shall teach the Dharma to living beings in accord with their dispositions. I will wisely select expedient methods to teach them. I shall enable good men and women of pure faith to hear the name of the world-honored one, Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata. Even during their sleep, I will awaken them with this Buddha's name. If the conditions ripen when they are asleep, I will enable them to hear the name of that Buddha in their dreams, so that they will wake up and cultivate the Buddha Dharma." What is the Dharma image age? The Buddha Dharma goes through three phases called the proper Dharma age, the Dharma image age, and the Dharma ending age. During the proper Dharma age, which starts when the Buddha is dwelling in the world and lasts for 500 or 1,000 years, many people like to meditate and develop samadhi. During this age, people emphasize the inner skill of sages. During the Dharma image age, which follows, people become attached to appearances. They are skilled at constructing temples and monasteries, which can be considered the outward-looking skill of kings. Although they build many temples to support Buddhism, they are concerned only with appearances. There are many cultivators in the proper Dharma age, but few in the Dharma image age. The Dharma image age can be considered to last for 1,000 years, although some say it is 500 years. We live in the Dharma ending age, which is very distant from the Buddha's time. In the Dharma ending age, people are skilled not in meditation or building temples, but in fighting. People fight with people. Families fight with families. Countries fight with countries. And planets fight with planets. People are constantly fighting and terrorizing each other. This is truly an age of terror. Perhaps because we did not do any good deeds, we have been born in the Dharma ending age when Buddhism is nearing its demise. We will consider the Dharma ending age to be 10,000 years long, although some people say it will last for only 1,000 years. It has been more than 3,000 years since the Buddha's time. The proper Dharma age and the Dharma image age each lasted for 1,000 years, and now we are 1,000 years into the Dharma ending age. Although we are not lucky enough to see the supreme conditions that existed in the Buddha's time, we should make vows to propagate the proper Dharma in the present time and to turn the Dharma ending age into the proper Dharma age. If we all make this vow, the Dharma will not become extinct. Buddhism has just come to the West, and we must staunchly support and propagate the proper Dharma. We must take the proper Dharma as our standard in all we do. The proper Dharma is our goal and purpose. We should all make a great Bodhi resolve and protect the treasury of the proper Dharma eye. Sutra. World-Honored One, there may be those who accept and uphold this sutra, read and recite it. Explain its meanings for others. Write it out themselves, or tell others to write it out. They may revere it by making offerings of various flowers, paste incense, powdered incense, stick incense, flower garlands, necklaces, banners, canopies, and music. They may make bags of 5-colored threads in which to keep the sutra. They may sweep clean places and arrange high altars on which to place this sutra. At that time, the 4 heavenly kings with their retinues and other innumerable hundreds of thousands of gods will come to those places to worship and protect it. World-Honored One, it should be known that if, in the places where this precious sutra circulates, people can accept and uphold it, then due to the merit and virtue of the past vows of that World-Honored One, Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata, because they have heard his name, none of those people will meet with an untimely death. In addition, none of them will be robbed of his vital energy by evil ghosts and spirits. Those people whose vital energies have already been robbed will have their health restored, and they will be happy and at peace in body and mind. Commentary. Manjushri Bodhisattva calls out again, World-Honored One, you who are honored both in the world and beyond it, in the Dharma image age as well as the Dharma ending age, there may be those who accept and uphold this sutra, read it from the book, and recite it from memory, explain its meanings for others. Based upon your own wisdom and understanding of the sutra, you may expound it for others, illustrating its wonderful principles and its great importance through the use of analogies. Write it out themselves, or tell others to write it out. You may write out the sutra on paper with brush and ink, or you may tell others to write it out. They may revere it by bowing to it, or by setting the sutra on altars, and making offerings of various flowers, paste incense, powdered incense, stick incense, flower garlands, necklaces, banners, canopies, and music. One may play various kinds of music in praise to the Buddha as an offering to this sutra. They may make bags of 5-colored threads in which to keep the sutra. They may sweep clean places in their houses and arrange high altars on which to place this sutra. To show their respect, they keep the sutra in high places. At that time, the 4 heavenly kings with their retinues and other innumerable hundreds of thousands of gods will come to those places where offerings are made to the sutra to worship and protect it. World-honored one, it should be known that if, in the places where this precious sutra circulates, people can accept and uphold it, then due to the merit and virtue of the past vows of that world-honored one, Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata, and because they have heard his name, none of those people will meet with an untimely death. Accidental deaths will not occur in any place where this sutra is found. In addition, none of them will be robbed of his vital energy by evil ghosts and spirits. Those people whose vital energies have already been robbed will have their health restored, and they will be happy and at peace in body and mind. If people's essence and energy have been depleted by evil ghosts and spirits, they will be restored to health. They will be free from afflictions, disasters, and misfortunes. If you think your home is haunted by ghosts, take home a copy of the Sutra of the Merit and Virtue of the Past Vows of Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata and make offerings to it. This is the best way to chase away evil influences and bring peace to a household. Sutra. The Buddha told Manjushri, "So it is. So it is. It is exactly as you say." Manjushri, if there are good men and women of pure faith who wish to make offerings to that world-honored one, Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata, they should first make images of that Buddha and arrange pure and clean daises on which to place the images. Then they should strew all kinds of flowers, burn various incense, and adorn the places with varieties of banners and streamers. For 7 days and 7 nights, they should hold the 8 precepts and eat pure food. Having bathed until clean and fragrant, they should put on clean clothes. Their minds should be undefiled, without thoughts of anger and malice. Toward all sentient beings, they should cherish thoughts of benevolence, peace, kindness, compassion, joy, giving, and equanimity. Playing musical instruments and singing praises, they should circumambulate to the right of Buddha images. Moreover, they should recall the merit and virtue of that Tathagata's past vows. They should read and recite this sutra, ponder its meaning, and lecture on and explain it. Then they will obtain whatever they seek. Those who seek long life will attain longevity. Those who seek wealth will gain wealth. Those who seek official positions will obtain them. And those who seek sons or daughters will have them. Commentary. The Buddha told Manjushri, Bodhisattva, "So it is, so it is." "You're right. It is exactly as you say." Manjushri, "If there are good men and women of pure faith who wish to make offerings to that world-honored one, Medicine Master Vaidurya Light, Tathagata, they should first make images of that Buddha and arrange pure and spotlessly clean daises on which to place the images, so that offerings can be made to them. Then they should strew all kinds of flowers, burn various incense, and adorn the places with varieties of banners and streamers. When we make offerings to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, we should not think that they are as greedy as we are, always hoping someone will invite them for tea or a vegetarian meal. We offer fine incense, fresh flowers, and so forth to show our sincerity. But that doesn't mean the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas enjoy these things. They aren't delighted if we burn incense for them, and they don't get upset if we don't. They don't need any of the worldly things that people offer to them. We make such offerings only because we have no other way of showing our sincerity. When we make offerings, we should not be like those superstitious people who light big handfuls of josh sticks in front of the Buddha. When they burn so much incense, the Buddha, who had been peacefully shining his protective light on living beings, disappears in a cloud of smoke and can't even open his eyes. That causes him to stop shining his light and protecting people. Of course, this is just my foolish conjecture about the Buddha state, but my point is, there's no need to offer great big handfuls of incense to the Buddha. It would be like covering 100-foot-long table with food and expecting one person to eat it all. We should light no more than 3 sticks of incense as an offering to the Buddha, with perhaps 1 more stick for the Dharma-protecting spirits, making 4 sticks in all. Usually, 1 stick of incense is enough. If you are sincere, the Bodhisattvas will protect you even if you don't offer incense. The Buddhas will be happy as long as you are mindful of the Triple Jewel and you recite the sutras. You don't need to light incense to make them happy. Ordinary people dislike criticism and are fond of praise. But Buddhas are not so petty. Our common minds cannot fathom the wisdom of sages. Don't think Buddhas are as greedy as people. Don't be like the superstitious folk who worship in the temples thinking, "The more money we give and the more incense we burn, the better." They are very sure that their attitude is correct, but they can't explain why. Now, wouldn't you say that they are muddled? Buddhists should listen to truth and wisdom and not be superstitious. For 7 days and 7 nights, they should hold the 8 precepts and eat pure food that does not contain meat or pungent plants, onions, garlics, leeks, shallots, and chives. Having bathed until clean and fragrant, they should put on clean clothes. They should wash the sweat and grime off their bodies and bathe in fragrant water so that they smell nice, and then put on clean, but not necessarily fancy clothes. Their clothes can be very coarse, but as long as they are clean, they are being respectful towards the Buddhas. Their minds should be undefiled without thoughts of anger and malice. Purify your mind. Cast out the garbage and defilements. Don't harbor thoughts of anger and harm. Toward all sentient beings, they should cherish thoughts of benevolence, peace, kindness, compassion, joy, giving, and equanimity. They should wish peace and well-being upon all beings. Playing musical instruments and singing praises, they should circumambulate to the right of Buddha images. Moreover, they should recall and recite the sutra of the merit and virtue of that Tathagata's past vows. They should read and recite this sutra, ponder its meaning, and lecture on and explain it. Then they will obtain whatever they seek. Those who seek long life will attain longevity. Those who seek wealth will gain wealth. Those who seek official positions will obtain them. Those who seek sons or daughters will have them. How great are the merits of this sutra of the merit and virtue of the past vows of Medicine Master Vaidurya Light Tathagata. As long as you are sincere, your prayers will be answered.